Enjoy has a thing that's a list that she's doing. It's called Parts Therapy that really helps with this too, Philly Joel.
Enjoy, do you want to jump in and tell us a little bit about that, maybe?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I'd enjoy that because that really struck a chord when you said, Silly Joel, that even the day after day after day. I mean, I don't know how many days I would have totally agreed with you, but lately I've been using internal family systems, and basically the process is quick. As soon as you notice you've got a problem, you notice you're anxious, you're in pain, whatever the heck it is, and you say, hey, this might be TMS. You go in and you talk to this part of you that's all fluffed up about something. You get its trust, you listen to it, you help it, you unburden it, and off it goes. Like, it often takes me an hour or less to work through an anxiety attack that would have been debilitating for days. So, I mean, everybody knows I'm the parts lady right now. And Forrest has put together this great mailing list. And,
You've put together the great mailing list, but keep going.
I like it because there's a lot of good stuff there. And anybody else who's listening, love to.
Don't you think it takes an awful long time, though? Isn't there like a long delay before you recognize its TMS up to its tricks again? I know I started getting pain in my wrist, in my left wrist, and I said, how'd I do that? There wasn't anything that I did. And then I realized it was growing of its own accord, and then I stopped paying attention to it. I said, well, could this be... But it takes quite a while for you to recognize those symptoms as being masquerades. I don't recognize it right away. Like, oh boy, I'll just go in there and start my internal family systems and mediate between the id and the superego and the family parts. It's not like you can just jump on it like that.
Does take time. There's no doubt about it. But I'm just getting faster at it because what happens to me is I have a tendency to wake up in the middle of the night and really start worrying about something. And it'll be something that I can't do one thing about.
Because I can jump all over that.
Dealt with...
That's... Man, you tagged me good.
Where are you going to get to, Jay?
That is the unconscious mind right there. That was hours of the night.
Hey, when you wake up at night, though, is there someone in bed next to you and you can't, and you want to turn on the TV or read a book or turn on your computer and you're sitting there ruminating, looking at the ceiling because that person next to you, you know, is going to be disturbed and is going to be saying, turn it off. Now if I wake up and ruminate, I want to, you know, I'm happy when I'm alone because I can turn on the TV and do whatever I want. And I use those couple of hours after I found out here, actually from someone, about segmented sleep, waking up in the middle of the night, that is normal and it's quiet. And now I just turn on the TV, I turn on the computer, read something, and enjoy the productivity of those 2 hours. But do you all have someone next to you who you got to stare at the ceiling for 2 hours because you're wide awake and they would be disturbed if you did that?
Well, I go in the living room because, you know, you're quite right. You can't do that to other people. But no, I'm talking about not a situation where you wake up and you're kind of thinking about stuff. So like you say, you enjoy the productivity of the time. That's wonderful. But I'm talking about times when I wake up and I cannot get back to sleep because my mind is just starting to race in some old pattern. And so I notice it's TMS pretty fast these days because otherwise my whole night is shot. And then I'm getting older and I can't stay up all night and still carry on the next day without repercussions.
Are you aware of the segmented sleep thing that it's normal in non-Western societies to wake up and that's the normal sleep pattern and that you should not feel bad, that it's not insomnia, it's normal.
No, it's completely normal. In fact, it's referred, now what's it called? It's a pre-industrial societies, because now we got to get up at 7 o'clock so you can be at work by 8 o'clock. But you know, blah blah blah, all day long. Well, they were on a more flexible schedule, so it was perfectly normal to sleep for a few hours, then get up and wander around and do some work and talk to some folks, whoever happens to be up, and then a few hours later go back to bed and finish your sleep. And it was called, oh, I know what it was called. It was called first sleep and second sleep. It's usually in two seconds. Yeah, it's a much more
segmented sleep.
Yeah, but you can't do it if you've got a job and you've got to get up, and that's all there is to that, eh?
Okay, well, I'm semi-retired, so I get up when I want. But, you know, when you need sleep, you sleep, you know. They did this research about marathon runners. They would have pre-race insomnia the night before, and then they did research. They found out there was no loss of time of ability if they lost a night's sleep. They performance. There's no down performance due to pre-event insomnia. So it's not that terrible a thing to, you know, you just, yeah, take a nap.
Well, I can have this to me night after night, though, because it really is true anxiety, you know, and the anxiety is, I guess, you know, like Dr. Sarno says, anxiety is TMS. So what that's saying to me is that your brain is becoming anxious so that you won't think about what you really can't handle, right? You're ruminating about something. Okay, it's a problem, but you know, you're not getting any deeper. And so that's why I get up and I just go into the process and I do an IFS. I talk to the part till I find who wants to talk to me, and I do an IFS session, you know. And I've only been doing this for a few months. I mean, it's not like it's difficult or anything. And so many people on the mailing list are starting to say, but this is makes so much sense. This is like this, it's not a hard thing to accept. Once you spend a little bit of time with your parts, you suddenly find out that you've got a whole different dimension of yourself that you've been neglecting. And I'm sorry to go on because, you know, probably people are sick of it. But anyway, I had to say that because I can't stand it when I see somebody suffering and I feel like I might have an answer for them.
So does it help you get back to sleep and joy?
Oh, yeah. An hour later, I'm totally resolved, and I go back to sleep. Yeah.
So it's a good solution. That's what it's all about. It's about finding a solution. I think it is key to quiet the brain. It's all about quieting the brain.
Well, it is all about quieting the brain, and how do you do that, eh? Because, but you know, I mean, the thing is, it doesn't mean you'll ever be anxious again, because we all have lots of parts, right? Mm-hmm. And there might be all kinds of parts that you haven't talked to in 50 years. Or in my case, 50 years, and I've been neglecting them so long, you know, that I have.
How do you get in touch with those parts?
What's that?
How do you get in touch with those parts?
Well, it's just like you'd do if there was a person standing in the room with you. You say hello, you know, and you know, oftentimes in the beginning, it really doesn't want to talk to you because you haven't been a friend, you haven't been there for it. But if you say, you know, I understand now that I do have parts, I do have an internal family system, and I really do want to talk to you, and I'm going to prove that you can trust me. And like the whole point is that you have to find your leader within, you know, you that can talk to a part without getting judgmental and that sort of thing. And so you got to read the book.
Okay.
Therapy is a fabulous book, and you can get it on Kindle for less than $10, and I just so recommend it. Yeah.
Well, say it again. We were breaking up, and I missed that.
Jay Early, and it's E-A-R-L-E-Y,
okay.
And it's called Self self-therapy. It's actually got a real long title, but self-therapy is all you need. And you can get it on Amazon and probably other big
therapy.
Yeah.
Jay, if you send me an email, forest@tmswiki.org, I can put you on the mailing list and you'll hear all about it. We can send you some free resources too.
You talking to me?
Oh yeah. I was saying if you send me an email, Jay, I'll put you on the email list and and there'll be some free resources you can look into too.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of information already on the mailing list, even though it's brand new. And there's a lot of people besides me who think this is really helping them.
Okay.
So I hope people will join.
That was awesome, Enjoy. That was awesome. Anybody else got any questions about parts or what we've been talking about with the onset?
Is the id a part? Is that an example of a part?
Yes.
What is the size ego and super ego? What would be another part?
Well, I'll tell you one part that everybody has is the inner critic. And I've just been reading about the inner critic, and they say that actually there's quite a few different kinds of inner critic. If you were really harmed when you were a very small baby, sometimes you have a destroyer. Isn't that a lovely thing to carry around with you? And the destroyer wants you dead. It says you're not worth it. You didn't do it right. Your parents didn't love you. That kind of thing.
No, they did not. I was taught that very well.
Yeah, and so, a lot of them have that, and that's a huge, huge thing, right? Huge
so
thing.
Enjoy this. This
a perfectionist, this, something like that. Just do it right, or you'll get in trouble. Always
this,
do
this,
it right.
This destroyer part, does it have a positive intent at all?
They all have a positive intent, every single one of them. They think that if they don't keep you down, that you're going to get really, really hurt. So they're really, it's really primitive, and it really says rude, mean, bad things to you, but it's just trying to kill the life energy in you because it thinks that your environment will not allow you to live.
So you, Enjoy, you think of these then as these parts as defenses.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Well, what they're doing is they're protectors of a wounded child.
They're looking
after a baby who was hurt badly, or a 3-year-old, or a 6-year-old, or a 10-year-old. Or, of course it can happen at any time.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're defenses, but we call those parts, in IFS, they call those parts protectors. And what the protector is doing is protecting an exile. And an exile is usually a very young, badly hurt. They were not able to defend themselves, so they disappeared into the subconscious, and the brain wants them to stay there because it hurts to let them out. So what protectors do is they try and keep the exile, who are these little wounded child parts, try to keep them from hurting and try and keep them from coming out so they don't bother our daily life. So everybody's got these little, I don't know what to call them, parts. It's all you can call them, eh? But we've all got them because every child has been hurt, even ones with great parents. And what happens is, have you ever said to yourself, why did I just say that? Like, why did I do that? I ruined a relationship. I insulted my boss. Something that I would never have done if I was in my right mind. Well, that's a part, our protector part. It's jumped out and it's something that the boss said said, oh no, somebody's going to hurt my exile here. And so they say, they give the boss a shot. Well, the boss backs off, but the result for your life is terrible. So what happens if you start talking to these parts, they will begin to trust you. They will tell you their story. Once they know that you understand, then they will let you help them and let you, and they will let go of this awful burden that they've been carrying for many, many, many years. They'll let go of it, and all of a sudden, that problem will be out of your life. Now, you might have 10 exiles with a similar problem, you know, so you have to keep working. But every time you help one of these parts, understand that it is no longer alone. You're here to help it. You are now being responsible for the family system, you know. Then that part can let go, and you will feel better.
And that
happened for me.
Can I make a basic little sense, enjoy, that might help everybody understand the
sure.
the deeper extent or the lighter extent of what you're saying? Jay, like you might say, you know, well, part of me wants to do that, but another part of me doesn't want to do that. Well,
right.
if you really want to do it, Jay, the part of you that doesn't want to go do it, you can actually sit down and find out, you know, reason with that part that doesn't want to do it, and find out what it's in, why it doesn't want you to go do it. And then
yep.
you can reason with it. And instead of going and building tension and building stress because you got a part that didn't want to go, you actually come together and you lose that tension. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, that's what Enjoy, just to make it basic, that's what the Enjoy is talking about. And there's a lot more parts than that, of course, and that's what she's talking about.
Okay.
She says parts.
Yeah, that's perfect, Kirby. Thank you so much. It's really simple, and I don't mean to complicate it. Yeah.
But there's a lot more to it. And that's what you're talking about, Enjoy, and we really appreciate you doing that.
So, Enjoy, you're saying that the tension between these warring parts.
Yeah.
The
yes.
protectors and what are the other ones called?
The exiles.
Are behind the tension that is the T in TMS.
Yeah.
The driving force.
Not the exiles fight. They're too busy hiding, generally speaking. Like, they're not out there causing trouble, but protectors are causing trouble because one protector is saying, you know, get out there and be a success, and another protector is saying, if you do that, people are going to hurt you, right? And you've got these, yeah, you have warring parts in the sense that they do not agree with each other necessarily. They're like everybody else. They don't agree. So then you get, it gets a little more complicated, but really, not really. You have to talk to both of them. You have to help them let go of that burden they've been carrying. You have to get them to make a little compromise here. Like for example, a lot of people have a part that wants to work all the time. Oh, you got a slave, or you're gonna starve to death. That's all there is to it. And another part wants to go out and play, for goodness sake, right? And you have to negotiate a compromise between those two parts. They're not necessarily going to go disappear completely because, yes, you should work hard to make a living, but you also should play. Those are legitimate points of view, right? And what's happening, instead of letting them talk, you're just saying they're fighting with each other. And whenever you're out playing, you're feeling like you should be working. And whenever you're working, you're annoyed because you want to be out playing. Like, what kind of sense does that make? So it's really, honestly, it's just like good communication between two friends. Except this is you and every part wants you to have a good life, wants you to reach your goals and be happy. Every part, even if they're doing,
I believe it's like it's parts of your personality, and you got a lot of parts to your personality. A lot of us think, well, that's just my personality. No, you got a lot of parts to your personality, right, Enjoy?
And if they're not causing any trouble, then that's fine, you know, because lots of parts are perfectly peaceful. Have a nice or somebody, like, oh, say, for example, you were yelled at a lot when you were a kid, and so somebody yells at you, and what you do is you just say, okay, well, let me think about that, and excuse me, and you go off and you think about it, right? And then you come back with a solution. Well, that part is helpful, right? But it's the parts that do things that get you into trouble and cause you TMS pain that you need to deal with, right?
Anjali, what is the name of that book one more time?
Need to let X, Lenore says to Forrest, that's the id and the superego. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm sure that's true.
What is the title of that book?
Sure. But I just find it easier to think of them as they're part of me. They're not me, right? They are parts of me. You have to bring these parts back in your mind and your heart so that they are doing what you want to do with your life. It's your goals, your values. You don't have a part that wants to hide when you're a person who wants to be out there with people and have good relationships with people.
Enjoy. You want to finish?
Well, I just want to say that all this stuff is on the mailing list, and there's tons of websites and wonderful YouTubes and great books, and it's all available, and we'd just love to have you. And all you have to do is email Forrest, forrest@tmswiki.org. Give him your email address and say I want to be on the mailing list. And there's not a huge number of people or anything, and there's lots of really good conversations. And if you don't like it, you can just go click and we're gone. All I got to say.